I may make a remark here. Now, this whole discourse in Hebrews was because Hebrews were under danger of giving up Christianity. Because to the faith, it knows that the Jewish priesthood came to an end at the cross. But if you look at this, book was written around AD 68, before Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans. So, according to external records, even though the veil was rent in the temple, it appears that the priesthood, the services in the temple, they resumed. And so this was the backdrop. And yet, the writer here does not take notice of that, the priesthood that was going on, the sacrifices still, but he speaks about the changes being made. Because this was the, they were under the influence of still, the temple was still standing when this book was written. And so, but he speaks about the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ and his priesthood, so that he directs their attention to Christ himself.
This was the transition they struggled with, to leave the things of earth and move up to the things in heaven. And we sometimes also blend the two in Christianity.
Verse 23 and 24, we have two more characteristics. And again, these are characteristics that are in contrast. In the Aaronic priesthood, it was weak because Aaron died. Aaron's son, who took his place, died. And there was this cycle of death in which a high priest would be replaced. And then, so the Spirit of God points out to us the superiority of the high priestship of Christ, in that he continues forever, and he is unchangeable. So the priesthood, I think there's a hymn that says, their priesthood ran through several hands, for mortal was their race. The Lord's priesthood is separate and distinct because it's continuous and he never changes. And so I love that thought that we had earlier, is that his character brings the dignity to the office. Mm-hmm. He is unchangeable. We, you know, there's another hymn, O Changeless One, you know, our hearts would delight in thee. It's really a wonderful thing to just pause and think about that. We are encountering change every way and every which way. God has ordained, he has called, he has consecrated by an oath, this one who will never change. And so that gives us a confidence to rest in him. He is changeless and he's continuous.
So let me again continue just to add to that, because it's really beautiful when you put the two contrasts. As we said earlier, it needed the two time to bring the greatness of the office that the Lord Jesus occupied. But Aaron died, the Lord Jesus lived in the power of endless life. The priesthood of the Lord Jesus is without intermission. Number one, he doesn't give it up, give it to somebody else. Thank God for that. It's his and his forever. As we have heard already, we have a high priest that doesn't pass it on to anybody else. He remained priest forever. So, not only that, I really believe, and I think it was mentioned in prayer, in opening prayer, that Aaron went to sleep at night. He wasn't up the whole night. My high priest never sleep nor slumber. He is up 24 hours. Aaron needed to make intercession on his behalf, on behalf of the whole company. The Lord Jesus doesn't need to do that on his behalf, because he is sinless, undefiled, that's later on separated from sinner. But I think it is very important to see what we have as a high priest in contrast with what the Jewish nation have as a high priest. And as a remark was made earlier, They were in the very danger of the fact to say, what do we have better than what we have, and give up on Christianity. They were in that very danger. And the beauty about the epistle to the Hebrews is that it is not a teaching epistle. In the end, he said, with few words of exhortation, this is a ministry. Now, I wish our ministry would be like that. 13 chapters that only does is just speak about Christ. Peel page after page, type after type, to bring our eyes to the Lord Jesus. He put all of the worthy of the Old Testament and he put Christ. So it's not really a teaching. It is a teaching, but it's a word of exhortation. He's exhorting them. How do we exhort the saints of God? Is by pointing to Christ. And in every chapter in the epistle to the Hebrews, he brings before us the greatness of Christ in contrast with everyone, and here especially in contrast with Aaron.
And I want to point out that because Christ is unchanging and never sleeps or dies, as is brought out, the sacrifice never changes. So there's never a moment where we can say, oh, well, maybe holy, holy, holy God is not pleased right now for this second. No, because he's unchanging, his very sacrifice, his very offering, he's unchanging and is always there pleasing the Father. That's something.
And perhaps to add or link to that, when you look at the record of the Aaronic priesthood, and especially when you read, if you look at Exodus 28, really, while the priests were mediators, they were a symbol of the separation between man and God. So when the law was given, even with Moses, which was not Aaron, there was that fear on the mount. And if you read Exodus 28 in the beginning, right away, as soon as the Lord is describing this, he has his garments. They have to have these garments on. And the last verse of Exodus 28 says, it's describing that when they come into the holy place, they have to have on the proper garments to cover their nakedness. Then it says, it shall be a statute forever unto him and a seed after him. And unless I'm reading that wrong, because in the Darby there's a colon, he's not stating that the priesthood is forever, because we're saying it's not. It's the fact that he had to cover himself, that as long as the priesthood was under the line of Aaron, there had to be this separation, this care, and this fear. But this is something that we're totally done away with now. There's holy fear in terms of the fact that we're still dealing with God, but there's no fear of separation from God. We have blessed communion with him, direct with the Father through the Son. And the things that often come between us and God, these are really just like those things in the Aaronic system that are symbols of separation, that can compel fear in us. So we have to be very careful to... You know, we're very easily stated, I have free access to God. But do we really feel that way? Are there sins in our life that are separating us? Because, look, if it was Aaron, we would have no place. We'd have to put those garments on. We're still approaching the same God, so we have to do it carefully. But there's also the side of things where sometimes we see teachings, hopefully not within our own assemblies, where there is supposed to be some separation. You need a man between you and God. You need specific instruments or music or whatever it is. These are the ways that you approach God. But God's saying, no, it's through my Son. He is the priest. There's no fear. You don't need garments on. You put him on.